In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Let us be attentive. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get the living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" And Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water I shall give him will never thirst. But the water I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I might not thirst, nor come again to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have said, 'Well, I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you have spoken truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." And at this point his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman then left her water pot and went on her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime his disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." Therefore the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Do you not say there were still 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I send you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you entered into their labors." And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." Glory to thee, O Christ, God, and our hope, glory to thee. This Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Holy Pascha, is reserved for this encounter between this woman of Samaria and the Lord, and is worth remembering who the Samaritans were. Some 700 years before Christ, there were a number of peoples who were relocated to Samaria and were converted and worshiped the one God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and viewed themselves as descendants of them. And they accepted the Pentateuch, but they rejected the rest of the canon of Holy Scripture, and reportedly worshiped idols as well. So ultimately, they were viewed as apart from the people Israel. They were outsiders. And a note, too, about place. This event took place at a well that dated back almost 2,000 years before Christ, to the time of Jacob, who procured the land near the ancient city of Shechem. And that land had a well that continued in use all the way down until the time of Jesus. This area is located in present-day Nablus. And it is here, in the city then called Sychar, at Jacob's well, that this unlikely encounter between Jesus and this outsider took place. Jesus is traveling and is weary and thirsty, and he stops around the middle of the day and asks the woman, whom tradition identifies as Saint Fotini, for water. And this begins this remarkable encounter in which this woman, who again is an outsider and therefore is an unlikely apostle, perceives Jesus to be who he really is. She recognizes in her faith and the faith of her forebears that the Messiah is coming and will tell us all the things. And she perceives Jesus to be that Messiah. And this occurs because Jesus knows who she is as a person, which is demonstrated in his telling her of information about herself that a mere man could never have known. This indicates the way in which the Lord knows each and every one of us, from before we were even knit in the womb. This also occurs because Jesus is revealing the truth to her. He is revealing that, on one hand, the validity of the faith held by the people Israel, but he also tells of the imminence of the kingdom of God, that God thus will be worshipped in spirit and in truth. He tells her of the parousia, of the culmination of all things, and receiving this knowledge, Fotini goes forth and proclaims this truth in Samaria that others may believe. And Jesus is revealing a truth here, both to her and to his disciples, and to all of us, about this living truth, the truth which is alive, which is real, which is life-giving. He shows it to us in the living water, not the kind offered at the well, which leaves us ultimately thirsty, but instead the fountain of eternal life. And he shows it to us in the eternal food he offers, the food of eternal life, which he gives to us in his body, and in the instruction to his disciples that my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. This is a revelation of the kingdom of God, to which we are called to worship God in spirit and truth, to partake of the living water, to receive God in thanksgiving, which is the Eucharist, and to do the work unto the kingdom of God, which is appointed for us. The icon for this Sunday depicts this encounter with the Lord seated, teaching, and the woman with her right hand out, both receiving the Lord's words and also as if to proclaim the truth that she is receiving to others. And this shows the messianic truth that is ultimately revealed to us at Pascha, and which is why this particular encounter is reserved for this fifth Sunday after Pascha, as yet another revelation or dimension of this truth, which is Christ himself, that he is the living water, the divine food, the way and the truth, the light and the life, the way to the Father, and the Savior of us all. Saint Fotini, in both her recognition and reception of this truth, and her proclamation of it, is an icon by which this truth is revealed to us. It is a mini theophany, or a small theophany, and it joins other such small theophanies, the Lord's encounter with Saint Thomas, the myrrh-bearing women, and the paralytic, all of which are manifestations of God's power, and which are placed by the Church in her wisdom directly after Pascha to drive home the message, as it were. And the purpose of all of this is that we may see and believe and proclaim, that we might worship God in spirit and in truth, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to whom is due all glory, honor, and worship, now and always, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen. God bless you all.